Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what it is, y'all? Hype Man coming to you. You got Travis on the line. True Talk Radio, you know what it is. We're coming to you a little bit earlier today. You know, it is what it is. We do what we do, man. So let's get into it. Travis, you
Yeah, man, you're already ready to go. We're ready to hit this off. Last week, we had a great start last week. Hopefully, we can continue it this week.
Definitely, man, definitely. I had a blast. So shout out to Luca Brasi for being on the show last week, man. You need to check us out at TrueAllegianceEntertainment.com. We got shirts. We got music. And we have radio interviews. So if you feel free to contact us on there. And if anybody is listening right now that wants to go ahead and call in and make this a party, put on the line at 646-787-8245. Well, you know how it is. There are more people. It's a party.
Yeah, you already know. Jump in there. Get in there. Let's get this thing popping, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So I'm going to go ahead. Now, we're just going to kind of hop into some music already. So, I wanted to do this last one. Last week, I wanted to play this one. Didn't get around to it, but hey, let's start it off this week. Silent Thoughts, King Kong, featuring AVN, man. I got a chance to see these guys live in Mesa, Arizona, man. Dope, man. So, big shout out to them. And here we go.
Mind filled up with silent thoughts, add that to the pile and cost. That's why I'm never at a loss. Surprised I never feel exhaust. That left eye smoke is peeling off. That's why I got this fucking cough. This weather caused my heart to frost. I guess that's why my smile's lost. You softer than a child soft. You think you know you miles off, but you know your whole style's off. I'm miles off, you miles off. But thinking to myself sometimes, am I off course? Am I slipping like some socks and some towel flaws? Running through my mind like a wild horse, mixed up with a list of compiled chores. No energy to fight with these wild whores. Maybe that's why I'm always reviled more. You keep the feedback, I don't really need that. Keep joining like a kneecap, racing for the top, hoping that we see that. Only buzz around me, sound like a P-trap, ride with my seat back. Make me want to be back, only get to stay round if you got a sweet cat and a sweet rack. Matter of fact, you can keep that. I don't even know why I beat that in the first place. Trying to figure where they were, they can you tell me how to burn taste? Sitting with an absurd face, silent thoughts in a birdcage.
So silent thoughts is nothing new to me. I'm thinking often what you do to me. You were so awkward and so beautiful. But this song is just for you and me.
And now I'm thinking about you foolishly. Daily dealing with the scrutiny. This world will beat you down so brutally. But as long as you influence me.
Slash the wrist, but pass the fist on an acid trip at the passion pit. I'm the last fit, I'm the first to go. But these silent thoughts are so personal. Thought I loved you, bro, but you let me down. Thought I loved the love, but she slept around. Gonna set the crown, better watch the throne. Keep my thoughts to myself when you watch your poems. But fuck that though, it's a piece of mine. Better gun that flow when you beef for mine. I'm a son that hoe with a decent rhyme. What you think to yourself, he's a piece of monster. Freak the concert, rock the concert. They're not a sponsor, divide and conquer. Can't sit still with time to ponder. Might I add that I'm mighty bonkers? Silent thoughts is nothing new to me. I'm thinking often what you do to me. You were so awkward and so beautiful. But this song isn't for you and me. Can't sit still with time to flow. I quit the buzz, but I'm kind of stoned. About to be in love, but I find a hole. And I don't need a hug, cause I'm fine alone. My dialogue when I die alone is a monologue of my milestones. Fancy yacht in my child's home, but no one to love and no silent poems.
So silent thoughts is nothing new to me. I'm thinking often what you do to me. You were so awkward and so beautifully. But this song isn't for you or me.
And now I'm thinking about you foolishly. Daily dealing with the scrutiny. This world that beat you down so brutally. But it's long, so you force me.
Thank you. Rent was due 2 months ago, I still ain't got it. Eviction notice on the door, how so ironic. I gotta pay bills, but I can't find the money. Oh, a job like what the hell is hard when you got 20 years of child support on the two I paid them back. Tell me why this world is cold, wish the warmers would come back. But it will, it's still the same, evil's hiding in a shell. Cause the good all washed away, got to collect it, where's my pail? Didn't think I walked this road alone, just me, myself, and I. Was talking to just me, I say to myself, need to get by. Like what the fuck did I do to get here? I'm feeling stuck. Can't move my body, frozen, 3 weeks over, lost my luck. When it rains, I feel the storm pouring down, it's not the norm. It lasts too long, can't see it, what's in the front class start to form. A funnel spiraling down, it would destroy a life. I up the storm, it's raining down, I'm scared for life. Kitchen table, wondering what to do next. There's nothing here to eat, I look in the pantry to inspect. Cobwebs just hanging there, I think a can of beans would do, gotta make it stretch, got nothing till the 17th. It's the day food stamps come in, I gotta hold it out. We need defeat and sold out, so released it, it's sold out. Gotta pawn my daddy's ring, that I got from him is best. He said go on and do it for yourself and not the rest. Didn't think I walked this road alone, just me, myself, and I. Was talking to just me, I say to myself, need to get by. Like what the fuck did I do to get here? I'm feeling stuck. Can't move my body, frozen, 3 weeks over, lost my luck. When it rains, I feel the storm pouring down, it's not the norm. It lasts too long, can't see it, what's in the front class start to form. A funnel spiraling down, it would destroy a life. I up the storm, it's raining down, I'm scared for life. I'm on the way to my interview, my car just broke down. Guess a sign from up above, I need to just turn it around. Stuck in a ruck, I can't get up, it's deep, I can't pull up. I scream out loud, no one's around, I echo, hear the sound of a cry for help, it's not for self. This gain I must retain, confidence and pride to maintain. And no, I can't find it, searching for it, looking why. Cause if I don't, I will regret it, gone with the sands of time. Didn't think I walked this road alone, just me, myself, and I. Was talking to just me, I say to myself, need to get by. Like what the fuck did I do to get here? I'm feeling stuck. Can't move my body, frozen, 3 weeks over, lost my luck. When it rains, I feel the storm pouring down, it's not the norm. It lasts too long, can't see it, what's in the front class start to form. A funnel spiraling down, it would destroy a life. I up the storm, it's raining down, I'm scared for life.
Repentance like the sweetest joy that's been taken pussy. I ain't I'm the killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy that's been getting pussy. I ain't the killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy that's been getting pussy.
You see, I'm not gonna stop until my dreams come true. If you ain't moving and choosing money, then that's on you. Look how I got him acting funny, cause the hype man strapped. Out of sight, out of mind, but I'm never out of rap. So I'm taking all these scraps until I make my meal. Now underestimate me until I make my meal. These for you faggots that can bro treat me like I'm a rookie. But revenge is the sweetest joy right next to pussy. Just some words of advice to all my fake ass friends. Fuck you, I don't give a shit, period. End this with fucking conversation. Fuck the point you trying to prove. The hype man, hype man, so you know I'm bad news, bitch.
I ain't the killer, but don't push it. Revenge is like the sweetest joy that's been getting pussy. I ain't the killer, but don't push it. But don't push me. I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Yo, True Talk Radio, man. Again,
yep.
We had King Kong, Silent Thoughts, AVN. After that, we had Stallion, An Authentic Shit to Me. You can go check it out. Go buy it if you liked it. TrueAllegianceEntertainment.com. The next song was Travis, Eye of the Storm, and Yours Truly, Hype Man Revenge. So, what did you think, Travis, about that song, man? That first song. This is the first time that we played that here on True Talk Radio, man.
Dude, that song is a gem, dude. Like, I mean, dude, like the beat already had me intrigued. And then, like, man, once they started flowing, especially on the back end of it, I'm like, dude, like, I mean, you can tell who influenced him. Slim Shady influenced him, but, man, it was off the chain, man. I like
it. Definitely, man, definitely. They were real good live, man. So shout out to Avian and King Kong, man. They're from the East Coast. Met those guys through Flawless Real Talk, so shout out to those guys. Might as well do a little plug. If you guys have anybody you feel like pranking, call us at True Talk Radio at 646-787-8245 on our Make Them Mad segment.
Yeah, because we will make them mad, man. I mean, last week we kind of made them sad a little bit and made them laugh. But, you already know what it is. We're going to make them mad. We're going to make them so mad. And they don't want that. No, they don't want to do.
Right.
Yeah, man. And we'll just give you a little preview. What happened was we called, what was it, Subs and Studs, subs and Subs or something like that.
Yeah,
that shit was funny, man. And that's just an example of what's going to happen if you call in and you give us the story. We're going to make who you want, man.
Right?
Exactly. What we got going on in the world today?
Man, what we got going on in the world today? Are we talking entertainment, world news,
CNN right now?
Do I need to play my music so we know what to do? That's loud as hell. That was loud.
Yeah.
Trying to bust some eardrums.
We're
trying to make them
believe. Man, you already busted some, man.
Yeah, well, so, you know, as far as things go, we do have a song, a little bit more of a serious song by Kanye West, man, that just recently came out. Real Friends. No More Parties or something like that. Girlfriends, No Party in L.A. featuring Kendrick Lamar and Ty Dolla $ign. What are your thoughts on this?
Man, my thoughts is that I don't give a damn what Kanye West do. He's a mad Kim Kardashian. I don't care what he do. It don't matter what music he would put out. I ain't gonna listen to it. But from what I heard, it's a pretty good track.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it sounds pretty good. I mean, I didn't hear all of it, but I've heard a little bit of it. So what I have heard of it sounds pretty good. And let's just hope it's a little bit better than the last album. I particularly like the last album. But anyway, we have to have more of it going on in Kanye West, man. We do have a couple of shows coming up, man, here in the Phoenix area real soon. So Kevin Gates, G-Mo, and Young C 2416, man. Check them out at the Press Room, 441 West Madison Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85011, man. And we got somebody I've been trying to get on the radio, man. Who is doing the music? Turn it off. Okay. Anyway, you know, sometimes you gotta kind of, you know, say it sternly so people really know what they're doing. Weirdos.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Cash Lansky, man. He was one of the artists that I met when I saw Kurt Calhoun and Flawless Real Talk, man, down there at Mind's Eye Studio in Mesa, Arizona. It was pretty dope. Pretty dope. So,
yeah,
Travis, if you keeping up with anybody that you could keep up with, who would you be keeping up with in the entertainment industry? If I could say, man, you could say, man, this is the person I'm following around trying to figure out what I got to, you know, how they were successful. How can I become successful in maybe in another aspect or light of things, you know what I mean?
Man, like, this is a simple one to me, very simple. Jay-Z, Sean Carter. Why? Because not just for his artistry. We already know his catalog. He got so many hits you can't even count them on both hands or feet, whatever. That, his business savvy. The man knows what he's doing. The man makes billions and billions of dollars every day. Why wouldn't you want to follow somebody around like that?
Right. That makes sense. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, so.
That makes sense. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I've got a couple of people, you know, that makes sense, man. I've got a couple of people, man, that are pretty, you know, that I think that I would look up to, man, as far as people in the industry. One of them really is Master P, because. You might not be hearing a lot about him, but the man's still the fourth richest rapper in the game. So, for everybody that said he. You know, that he's falling off or whatnot, man, they pay attention to that. It's pretty, that was pretty interesting. For me, I was just like, man, you know, I hadn't heard nothing from him in a long time before 2015, because that's when he started dropping all his other stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, okay. Now, we got a little bit of other entertainment news I was wanting to talk about too, man, was the, so, we talked about this last week. Ronda Rousey and the Holly Holm, the second rematch.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So I was listening to a couple of people talk about it, and here's what they were saying, and it kind of it's a little bit different for me, man. They want, you know, people are thinking that Ronda needs to go and just she needs to fight at least somebody before she fights Holly Holm again. And Holly Holm is going to fight somebody as well before their fight. So everybody was like, well, should we downplay Ronda and give her somebody a little bit, you know, not as, you know, get a bit build her confidence back up, I guess, basically. Give her somebody that, you know, she has a chance of really, you know, taking it to them so she can get her hand raised again. Because, I mean, that was an epic knockout. You know what I mean? But... My thing is this, you got to learn from things, you know what I mean? Excuse me. So I know he's going to, I know she's going to learn from it, and she's going to come back a little bit more aggressive. Well, I can't say a little bit more aggressive, because that's what got her knocked out, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Being too aggressive, you know, with somebody that's a boxer, a kickboxer at that. So that was a little bit different for me. I'm thinking, man, just give her a good contender. You know, because but see, this is what they were saying, is if you give her a contender that's in the top 10 and she loses, that's gonna, you know, that's gonna ruin basically her chance of getting that, you know, to having that other title shot, because then now you can't really express that, you know what I mean? Like, you can go, okay, well, it's like the Jose Aldo, you know, I'm sorry, man, but it's hard for me to say is that, you know, when you get knocked out in 13 seconds, do you really deserve a rematch?
Exactly.
You know, but, where everybody goes, well, what did he do for the, go ahead, well, it's like what he did for the MMA, you know, and that's what they're saying. My record speaks for itself. Go ahead.
Man, but, okay. The way I see it is, I think Ronda Rousey's done. I mean, she's done because I look at it this way. All right. Say you do give a top 10 contender, okay? At the same time, if it's a top 10 contender, I mean, they ain't the best, though. So, and like that old saying says, to beat the best, to be the best, you got to beat the best, man. And why would you put somebody, you know, up against like a little warm up? Why would you get Ronda Rousey a warm up when you know if they're in the top contender, you know she gonna beat them? I mean, that's a gimme. Why does she have to get her confidence back up? She only lost one match.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, true, but at the same time, it's just like, man, you know, you need to go against something. There's one other female that Ronda Rousey would not fight, and they call her Cyborg. I don't know, you know, her whole name or whatever. But Ronda Rousey would not fight her, and that's the thing. Like, if you're a paper champion, like what I thought Ronda Rousey was, where you choose who you want to fight or whatever, because you know you're gonna beat them. And when you get somebody you really don't know, you're gonna get your ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's gonna happen. So, I mean, they probably won't give Ronda Rousey another fighter before her rematch with Holly Holm. And if they do that, she's still going to be in trouble because she's going to be, you know, rear-wristed. She ain't, you know, but that gives more focus on the rematch fight, though.
Right. That's the truth. We got D on the line. Let's see what she's got to say about this whole situation. What's up, man? Sorry for keeping you waiting so long.
Nah, you're good. Oh, shit. I'll tell you what I think about it. I think the reason why the public wants a rematch is to make sure that bitch knows how to block a roundhouse kick to the face.
I think you're right, too. I think you're right about that, too.
Well, wait.
We need to know that bitch can go back to the basics and knows how to block her shit. Because, I mean, okay, look, I actually did some research and I watched the fight, okay? Hands up, bitch.
Okay.
Hands up. Okay? hands up. I don't know. Boxing, wrestling, fighting, I don't give a fuck what style that you learn. You always know to block that pretty little face you got.
True.
Why the hell did she get sidekicked in the face? Because she didn't block her motherfucking face.
Yeah.
We need to know she can do the basics. She is such a good fighter, and she don't know the basics. That's like saying, trust it, whoever fucking wrote Harry Potter, R.K. Rowling, or whatever her fucking name is, she writes the books, but if she can't spell, she ain't writing shit.
You're right. You're right on that. Yeah, I give you that.
But here's my thing, though. Here's my thing. I think that Ronda would have had a chance to beat her had she not, and I agree with Roy Jones Jr., you didn't show respect to your opponent. So you underestimated. You got to understand something.
Fuck that.
Holly Holm is the most decorated MMA fighter
I don't give a fuck. What fight do you go into that you're all like, hey, pal, how you doing? I hope you don't whoop my ass. No, fuck that. Bitch, I'm fixing to whoop your ass and don't give a fuck what dirty cut you think you came out of. I'm about to whoop it.
Well, you do got a point, but at the same time, you do got to show good sportsmanship, though. And that's one thing that Ronda didn't show. I mean, she didn't even touch gloves with her at the beginning. She just backed up. And then I think
But I know from, like, way back in the day when my brothers used to watch box, there were times whenever nobody touched gloves and all they did was give each other a dead glare and fucking then permits to whoop an ass. What is the difference?
True.
What's the difference?
You go into this ring, you know you got 50-50 chance. You either coming out on top or you're not. Period. You know that going in.
Yeah, but
you do this professionally for your life. You know that there is a chance that the other person that you're fighting could be a dick.
Travis said she's done.
True.
I
have to take a seat and sip my tea. You got me on that one.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, here's the deal. See, boxing and MMA are different, though. And the way that it's different is because you can go, there's the ground game. You can be good at your hands and not be good on laying on your back with somebody trying to grind you out and was like, pound your face.
It's a bitch. She better be good on her back.
So, well,
oh my God.
I don't even know what to say. True Talk Radio, man. True Talk Radio. You heard it first.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to throw it out there like that, but for real, what bitch don't know how to throw her legs around her whoever and shove that motherfucker over? If you can do it you're in the bed, then you can do it in the ring. What is the difference?
Hey, man, that's why she lost. She's been too busy. She's been too busy doing movies. She wasn't able to get on her back. Maybe that's why.
She been way too busy doing the wrong activity on her motherfucking back, bitch.
Well,
you think she has to practice then, goddammit?
Yeah, man. She don't got time for this shit, and that's what got ass knocked out.
No, she ain't practicing. She ain't practicing.
Yeah, she had time for that badass knockout. She got knocked out. But see, here's the deal, though.
She practiced that enough, didn't she?
Apparently. But, you know, I think you can't underestimate, you know, the determination of somebody wanting to come back. You know, because my whole thing was if you would already got... Excuse me. If you watched the video, she was walking into Holly's straight like jabs, like you just walking into it. So back up. You're short. She's a lot taller than you. You said grab her. This is the MMA. You can grab the hand. You can shove her hand out the way real quick and try to take her to the ground. I think when she already tried to take her to the ground in the fight, she was already tired. That's when you got the hands up shit from. She was already tired. I'd like to see you get in the ring for about 5 minutes because it was the second round that she got knocked out in. So if you go
no
home
offense,
for the first five
but
minutes,
if I go into a ring with a bitch that's taller than me, I'm going straight for the bitch's shin, period.
Yeah,
period.
But then
they're
you got to think,
down.
Too. Long.
I'm fixing to see you eye-eye. Fuck this. I don't want to see your belly button, bitch. I'm fixing to see you eye-to-eye. Fuck that shit. Bitch is going down.
Did you just say you see that bitch's belly button?
Yeah, I'm short, yeah. Bitch. Fuck you.
Why are you playing with bitch's belly button?
Hey, man, fuck you, man. It's short people problems. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, I'm 5'5". I already know what's up.
Yeah, 5'3", okay? Short.
So I'm the tallest one out of us three? No.
Hey, but you will get dropped too. You already know because we can go real low real quick and you can't.
Well, I'm short. I'm only 5'6".
He's only got an inch on you.
Yeah, that ain't here.
I'm the tallest one here. Like, you're like 4 inches taller than the rest of us.
Yeah, we all from South Texas. We all short. Been around them parts. You already know.
Right. Right?
Oh, man. This sucks for me because I'm black and most black people are actually real, real tall, so I'm always a midget around a bunch. But that's okay. That's okay.
You always
have
to be
that's okay. Fuck. it's okay.
That's funny.
Yeah, okay.
That is too funny, man. Oh. And some other news, man. We had these people saying that apparently, now, I know y'all probably ain't gonna like him, but I'm just saying, Justin Bieber's finally able to go back to the ruins in South America, because I guess a couple years ago he took his pants off and peed everywhere or something like that. Damn Canadian, he just needs to be sent back to his own country. See, that's what happens when you have like somebody with a bunch of money, I think. It didn't have to do with really anybody's nationality. I think it's just you get too much money, or you get stupid money. There's a difference between being rich and having stupid money.
Well, he's dumb, though, because, like, I would – okay, what was it? 3 years ago, I read an article that he stole someone's bicycle. Dude, you have more money than you can fucking shake a goddamn stick at, and you're going to motherfucking steal somebody's bicycle? Not even, like, not a motorcycle, a motherfucking bicycle. Pedal your ass down the street, bicycle. Dude, go in your bank account, go to the car dealership, go buy yourself a car. Why are you fucking with this dude's bicycle?
But listen though. Right now, Justin Bieber is like the second grossing top artist right now as far as sales, touring, merchandise. He in everybody's mouth, just like we're talking about him right now. So if I want to steal somebody back, because I know they aren't going to be in headline news, I'm going to steal it.
Okay.
I don't
Touché.
Care if somebody's homeless. You know what I mean? But it is dumb, though. But at the same time, you got to think, you know, you 16, 17 years old at the time, and you got all these millions of dollars. I mean, when you're young and dumb and you already got a bunch of money, you're going to do some shit.
Well, I'm going to do some stupid shit, but I'm going to do stupid shit with my money, not without it.
See, that makes
sense. You got a point on that
one.
I mean, dumbass going to go be like, okay, Six Flags, you shut down for the day. It is mine. Fuck all y'all. Y'all can wait all y'all want to. It's mine for the day. Leave me the fuck alone. Every year, one day is mine. Paid for.
Hey, well, that's the way to put it.
So you get, do you get like free ride, like
fuck
all
no.
free rides? Or?
Fuck no, it's for me, motherfucker. God, it ain't for nobody else. Fuck no.
You said nobody. Damn.
Not even.
No.
You can't give me no discount.
Not even your friends. That ain't even gonna last that long.
You better hope you know what day it is, motherfucker, and get there when I get there.
Damn. Well. Put it out like that.
Thanks for being selfish.
If I have that much money and I can be that damn stupid, then I'm being that damn stupid.
All right, I'll check this out then. What would you do if right now you went out to your mailbox, you had a check for $5 million, what would you do?
Holy shit. First thing I'd do is go get me a straight up good spread for myself. Me and my family would be great. We would have our cars, we'd have our house, we'd have our land. Fuck the dumb shit. And I'd be back paid on 2-3 years.
That's the way to think. What about you, Hype Man?
Man, it depends.
It depends?
No, I don't even know what y'all are talking about. I'm over here, like, spacing off and shit.
Then motherfucker say, I don't know what you're talking about, motherfucker. Depends.
You know,
it is what
you
old
what?
People wear, motherfucker.
You wear them. You wear depends. You know what?
No,
I do have a beat on here. We can freestyle battle.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Mm.
You know I can't freestyle.
I can't either. That makes two of us.
Nah, get out of here.
Okay, so, eight... Nah, get on out of here, man. Get on out of here. Little update on Natalie Cole, guys. You know, completely off the subject that we were talking about. She had a idiopathic pulmonary artery hypertension, which basically led to heart failure.
Hey, that 10 times fast.
Right, I couldn't even say it once. Couldn't even say it. You know what I mean?
Say that 10 times fast while having a shot.
You know what I have to say to you? Well, I just feel that, like,
cheers.
You know, you know what? Somebody needs to mute you. Can we get somebody in the control room to mute D real quick? She's kind of
no, man. You can't do that, man. She popped the show off, man. You
now
can't
I'm on
do
a roll.
That.
You can't mute me. I'm on a roll.
Or a donut
well,
roll.
I let off the clutch.
I said a donut roll. So
what you having donuts for?
Does anybody wanna? We should prank somebody. Anybody got anybody they wanna prank?
Man, you remember last week? You already said you had a friend about the whole child support
you
thing.
Know
and you know what?
You do
I,
that?
I was.
I do, and I can't. I don't have her number.
Oh,
I
man.
Don't, and I've been trying to get a hold of her all flipping week.
Damn.
You know what I wanted to do?
What?
I wanted to prank my work.
Your work? What's
work.
That? Like, where you work at?
I work at a medical marijuana dispensary. So, shout out to the greenhouse.
Okay.
Okay. What was that?
Hey.
All right.
Yeah, all right. I mean, shit, we finna, if you want to prank them, let's go. What do you want? what do you want to do to make them mad, though? Because you already know they're going to know it's your voice.
Okay. Maybe that's not such a good idea, Travis.
Yeah, maybe
you're
not. Right.
You're
going to
get fired. You're going to go back there tomorrow, they're going to be like, hey, you're fired. Get the hell out of here.
You just need
no
to
no more of your shit.
My hopes and dreams.
Like, yeah, motherfucker, you remember that prank call? Yeah, fuck you, leave. Fuck off with your shit.
Ain't my fault. Ain't my fault, man.
Oh, yeah, you don't think it's funny now, do you, motherfucker?
I do think it's funny. Why do you say, you know what?
That's exactly what they'll tell you.
Okay.
I think you'd have to go in tomorrow
you know,
and have to,
I'm just gonna
have to record
right
the reaction.
I'm just gonna pick up the phone, and I'm just gonna dial a number. And we'll just
dial now.
Man, you don't plan none of this shit out.
Out your phone,
man.
Out your phone.
Get phone book, old school. Get phone book.
Old school.
Man,
they're
going to call some old lady and she's going to cuss her ass out.
Right, man. We just got to make her mad.
Man, you know that old people go to bed early. You already know that.
He said they already asleep. maybe we need to call and see if we can't get Essence on the line.
Oh, shit, man. That's one of them jack-in-the-box shit.
Let's do it.
Pop out and get your ass.
Let's see
hey,
if
man,
we can
I
get Essence on the line.
What? Get you a jumbo Jack?
No, I said I miss Jack in the Box.
Ultimate cheese,
bro.
Oh. Who we calling?
We're calling Essence.
Oh, shit.
You better mute everybody or you're fucking up like you did last time.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
I'm still going for somebody to mute D. Can somebody in the control room mute?
Hello.
Hello.
That was weird. It was for like.
Hello.
What are you doing? Well.
Hello.
Is this Essence? We're trying to get a hold of Essence. True Talk Radio?
Fuck off, dude. Fuck off.
Well, we're just trying to hear some music. We got a fan out there that's really wanting to hear a song from Essence. So we just we figured
you are are such an asshole right now.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yeah, we got D and Travis on the line, so it's really a party now.
Yeah, be a big
well,
problem.
Hi, Travis. How are you? Oh, my gosh. Long time.
I'm doing great.
Are you?
Yes,
so
I
how
am.
Did he talk you into this bullshit?
Oh, no.
Can somebody in the control room, can we mute her real quick?
Yes. I like this one. Yes. So come on, Travis, we want to know, how'd you get into this bullshit?
I signed up for it. I know I did, but at the same time, I don't know what went wrong.
Hi, Diana. Oh, my gosh. Everyone's here.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, sweetie, what are you doing?
Man,
this is
gold.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm so doing music right now. How did he get
really?
You in on this? Oh, my gosh. You brought everybody in on it.
Yep. We needed to see what was going on with Essence, what kind of music you're working on, and what your moves are going to be next.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Quit playing with me.
You know what? We can do this news. This is breaking news. This is breaking news. We're here live. Live to Pump Radio. Travis and P. Hello? I don't know who
well,
did that, but
I've been ghostwriting for Chris Paglio.
Yeah. Yes.
Damn.
You know, since she needs a ghostwriter and everything, so she's not a good rapper.
In her old days.
Yeah, make sure you tell her I said that so me and her can have like a beef going on.
That'd
be awesome.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I'm beefing with Chris Paglio, so anybody know Chris Paglio, let her know I'm beefing with her right now.
Damn.
Why y'all beefing?
Like, she had emailed me the other day. We're beefing because, like, you know, she wants all the spotlight. She don't want to let me in. So, you know, she said she had, like, emailed Justin, like, one of the songs, like, the Hype Man, one of her new songs. So if you have your email, like, you need to check that because I want to check it out because she wouldn't let me hear. Yeah, she's trying to hog all the spotlight from me, you know. She wants to take all the pictures, do all the videos, rap on all the songs.
Damn,
that wouldn't let me
done
in.
Done wrong, shit.
She
I know, right? I mean, me and her been, like, since we were little kids, you know, newborn, you know. We were, like, side by side, like, doing everything together. Then all of a sudden she started rapping, then, you know, she started kicking me out.
She didn't make you fall, just falling off the planet, huh?
Started rapping first, you or her?
We start rapping at the same time, exact same time.
The exact same
time. Day, same words and everything.
Oh, man. Oh, so shout out to Essence, one fan.
Yeah, like, you know, he wants to hear my music, you know. Yeah, but Chris Paglio is like, she's not going to put any of my music out.
Right.
You know, I keep telling her, like, you know, yeah, I keep telling her, like, put my music out. She's like, oh, you're not ready.
You're not ready. She doesn't think
I think
ready, it, so she just.
Yeah, I think it's more, you know, the world isn't ready. Because I'm ready. I don't think the world is actually ready. Just because I'm a little unorthodox.
Right, right. Okay. Well, it's not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
What do you mean? Not a bad thing. Like, come on. If you didn't get your music put out, would you be pissed?
I'd be pissed.
Maybe you should try a little bit harder. What do you have to say, Dee?
I said I'd be pissed.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm sitting there trying to put out my shit and nobody want to give me a try. Hell yeah, I'd be pissed. Yeah.
You know, your ass will be going to court. We've been having a lawsuit on that shit.
I would tell her.
I fucking threatened her with that. But see, like, she knows the law. And since I didn't sign anything,
Oh, you didn't sign any legal paperwork? Well, that's
yeah.
Business
so,
man.
Yeah, I'm making a diss song about her, and I'm gonna diss Kristen, you know.
Oh, well, we got a beat if you wanna like freestyle this song to her real quick, because you know she'd be coming back on here probably in the next month or so.
We got a couple of beats.
No. I'm gonna make a real song, like, because I'm gonna put it on iTunes for purchase and everything. I'm gonna really like this one.
No, for 99 cents. Alright.
99 cents.
Because it's really serious. Like this is like serious now.
No, but
this
look,
is Drake versus Meek Mill shit.
It is serious. It's so serious we gotta go back to New York, like New York status type shit. I got a cipher beat. It's just for you, it's calling your name. Look, check out, hey, they should just play that real quick. See what I'm saying? It's just sad. Okay, well, how about this? Could we get y'all doing a rap battle here on True Talk Radio?
She doesn't battle rap. Because if we battle rap, then I probably have to fucking punch her out. Seriously.
Oh,
I'll fucking punch her out.
Hey,
keep your hands up. Keep your hands up, though.
That's right. Keep your hands up. That's right. Find that pretty
face. I don't think she can take me. I really don't think she can take me, seriously. Should've get real for her real fast.
Uh-oh, hear that on True Talk.
You're
on half True Talk Radio.
Shit, first right here on True Talk Radio.
God.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
man.
Fight session.
Turn into a fight session. So you beefing with Chris Daly on the Untouchable. This is Essence that we're talking to, people. So if you want to call her, talk to Essence, 646-788.
See, she calls herself Chris Daly on the Untouchable. I call myself Essence the Unstoppable. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Tell her the tape.
So that seems like she just kind of like jacked your swag in a sense. She ain't staying out her.
No, really. No, really. See, that's what I'm saying. We're going to be a duo. We're going to be a group.
Okay.
See, I don't know if you guys know this. Chris Dalion used to go by Chris Dahl a long time ago, like years ago when we first started like doing music. And, you know, when she turned into Chris Dalion, like when she changed her name, she upgraded and whatever. So we were going to do like this group album. And she totally flaked on me, like she went solo. Because, like, okay, she wrote all the songs, blah, 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 whatever. But, so she's like, well, I may as well just use them for my solo songs. And she totally just, like, flaked on me.
Oh, man. So
she
took out the music?
I feel away.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm gonna like, diss her. I'm gonna make a diss song about her.
What's the name of the diss song? Can you at least give us that?
I don't know yet. I'm going to diss her, but I'm just going to call it I Am Essence. You know? It's really not going to be about her. It's just going to be, I'm just going to let you know who I am.
The Unstoppable.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Okay. So.
The Unstoppable. All right. Well, when are you going to be finished with this song?
Okay, so I have like one verse to it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to like sit down and really, really think, you know, because there's so much stuff, you know, and there's so much stuff you can say, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And there's a lot of different ways to say it.
Exactly.
Well,
so many different words in the dictionary I can use, you know, like asshole, bitch. Yeah, bitch is my favorite word, by the way. She's a bitch.
Hmm. Okay, interesting.
I take it we will hear that word throughout the song, then.
Yeah, probably so. Because I'll say something like, I'm that bitch, but you're a bitch, you know?
What the fuck? Okay. All right, Essence. It looks like you stepped up your rap game since the last time we talked to you. You were just coming out of college, man. How's that going for you? How'd that go for you?
Awesome. I'm like a fucking genius now.
Your dad's still giving you a whole bunch of cars?
My dad's a fucking asshole. Seriously.
So he's driving around in all these Bentleys and stuff, and you ain't even getting nothing?
Fuck him. My cousin's a fucking dick. Like, he's mad because he wants to be a famous rapper like me, and he's not.
Your dad.
Fucking dad. Fucking get out of here. Like, dude, you're like almost 70. Like, seriously, get the fuck out of here. He's all coming to the studio. Then he got raps written and fucking, like, yeah, really, like, writing down raps and shit. Like, fuck.
Wearing his Depends and shit.
He probably should. He probably picked himself.
I think he defecated. Oh, my God.
I can so see a dad walk into a room. Hey, guys, I got the beat. What's up?
No, he totally, like, walks in and he has, like, a little journal. He's like, yeah, these are raps that I've collected over the years. I was like, who the fuck collects raps, Dad? Get the fuck out. And he's all, like, talking shit and then, like, going into the studio, getting on the microphone, saying dumb shit, talking about his fucking bank account and, you know, his house. And, yeah, it doesn't even fucking rhyme. Like, he just says random shit. I was like, get the fuck out, Dad. Like, it's total fucking embarrassment.
Well, you know, there was a couple people that they said that rhymed off beat that was named one of the worst rappers, but a lot of people like him. What's his name from No Limit? I can't remember his name right off right now. I'm going to have to look that up, but I can't remember his name. But they were like, man, he's just off beat all the time. So would you ever, like, do you rap on beat, or do you just prefer to just rap wherever the beat takes you?
What did you say?
I said, do you rap to like to the beat, on the beat, off the beat, inside the beat, around the beat?
He just goes into the studio like nobody has, like, we don't even record the shit because he like fucking hogs my studio time. He's like, well, I pay for it. It's like, fuck you, Dad. You know, it's not for
you.
He probably does, like, seriously, because he'll fucking tell me shit and then, like, he'll ask me a question like 1,000 fucking times. And I was like, Dad, fucking get off my back already.
He'll be rapping the same thing. It'll be like somebody pushed the repeat button because he keeps forgetting. Oh, that's too funny. All right, man. So we're going to go ahead and go into I wanted to go ahead and start off. I don't know if Essence really going to like this song or not, but we're going to go ahead and go for the win on this one. Chris D'Elia on The Untouchable. Essence is the Unstoppable is here in the studio with us, saying that she's beefing with Chris D'Elia, and she's going to have a song out called I Am Essence fairly soon. We look for that pretty soon. Okay. So we'll see, but this is one of my favorite songs by Chris D'Elia. Go for the win. You hear it first, True Talk Radio, keeping it live.
My auntie did my Bowers, Mr. Bowers to admitting. Mr. Bowers, Mr. Bowers to admitting. Dr. Barr, call 377. Dr. Barr.
Showing for my 3 o'clock shift. And notice everybody on us moving kinda quick. That's cause we got a patient and they say he's really sick. Don't nobody wanna treat him cause they don't know what it is. I take him, I know that I can save him. I need to know his history to make an observation. What's his name? Hip hop. Gotta find out what he's taking. Well, his dad is in the other room and I know he's been waiting to talk to you. He said, I don't know, he just started to change. He comes home every night high off Little Wayne. He took a trip with his cousin down south on a plane. Came back with tight pants, never acting the same. He sips lean, takes Molly, that's not how I raised him, Doc. He's dying slow, I need somebody to save him. Plus I heard that your work is amazing, and I know if he died I could never replace him, so I told him I'd try. Okay, can we lay him back down, please?
Lay him this way.
Check his blood pressure. Do we have a blood pressure on him yet?
Blood pressure, 70.
Okay, what about his heart rate?
Heart rate, 140.
140? Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
He's not responding.
What's his name?
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop, hip-hop, can you hear me? I'm Dr. Real and I'm going to take care of you today, okay?
He's moving.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
I started off looking at him for a few things. His neck looked like it was strangled by 2 chains. No, it couldn't be. No way I couldn't see. The blood type was A on the chart, but saw a little B. Damn, I need to react quick. Injected 2 cc's of that Kendrick. A double dose of J. Cole, and maybe that should fix any future bacteria that makes him sick. His head swollen, let's check his brain. We gotta ease the pressure and his vitals gotta change. I thought it was a Gucci, I ain't worried about the mane. Till I saw he was infected with a Trinidad James. It's getting worse, now for days I keep trying to cure. A little Hov, a little Nas, cause they've done it before. I even tried a little Emma, wish I had a Shakur. But that was 96 and they ain't making that anymore, I can't win. Alright guys, he's not responding to any of the medicine. There's nothing else we can do.
But Dr. Riff, have you thought about suggesting me other methods?
Well, I really didn't want to resort to that.
I don't think we have a choice.
Maybe you're right. I guess I need to talk to his father.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Why don't you bring him in?
Right away.
It's time. Look, Pops, it's not even a question. You know your son's infections will continue to keep spreading. But I know about a medicine I shouldn't be suggesting, cause it's off the black market and I know where we could get him. What's it called? Flawless. How you know it'll work? Cause it's flawless. It's unknown, really, even to my bosses. But if you wanna talk about it, step into my office. It's got about 10% M and Big L's delivery, 20% hold and 3,000 lyrically, 10% KRS battle skills for enemies, with just a little dose of Rakim for memories. The storytelling enzymes of a slick brick should have him feeling like his old self in an instant. It's even got a little bit of Pac in that big flip, along with Illmatic that'll leave it defenseless. Most of all, it's all combined in a fresh mix with its own venom that is really the best fit. I tell you, those infectious to this here is a breakfast. But if we don't get it right now, it's a death wish. Where's it at? It's all over the state. But we gotta go to where the first dose of it was made, Rhode Island. It's a tiny little place, but it's where we're gonna find it if we wanna get them saved. Let's go.
Yo, man, True Talk Radio kicking it live with Hype Man D, Essence, and Travis. What's going on, guys?
Yo.
Yo.
Where everybody else go?
I think the other two fell off. Is that what's
going
on?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I wasn't really knowing what was going on here. It was a little crazy. So, Essence, what do you think of that song by Chris Stallion? Did you help Ghost write that song?
I wasn't there for that.
You weren't there for that.
I wasn't there. I wasn't around. I wasn't around. I had other shit to do. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. That makes that's interesting. So how long have you been beefing?
Oh wow, this beef has been going on for about 4 years.
4 years? Oh man.
Yeah.
Man, that's a long one, huh?
Yeah, it's never going to be done. She recognizes my greatness, you know? She has to recognize my greatness, you know? And until then, like, that shit can go forever, you know?
Okay, okay. Touche.
Okay. Well, you better be putting out some music because she's coming with some music. I got some new stuff from her. First time we put her on True Talk Radio ever. Called Bow to Me. Do you think that she was taking shots? Shots at you?
What
are,
the fuck
the,
are you
track?
Kidding me? Wow. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. She wants to fucking take shots. Yeah. It's fucking on.
Shit, you think she wants to take shots?
She's always fucking sneak dissing me. Like, I can fucking read into that shit. I don't know if anybody else can. Because I fucking know, you know? The fucking situation surrounding a lot of her songs. And I was like, you should tell me thank you because it's because of me that you're even making music, you know? Fuck off.
Okay. Well, hell, you know, I mean, I can't wait to see what you got to come back to this. But without further ado, man, we do have to get into this. Chris D'Alio, The Untouchable, counterpart for Essence. Bow to Me. Check it out. First time.
Are we going to have another 30-second intro? Oh, there it is.
Run a trouble back to Ragley, tell him I didn't mean to. Heard you talking stupid, speak no English when I found you. Bear off in my presence, put the pressure on you, dumb dude. Dumb, sitting dumb, fucking bum, is you mad too? Ask them what they mad for, came through the front door. Dinner at they table, eating greedy like I won't mo. Caught them boys ass up, literally with ass up. Guessing on these tracks, see too much, I'm about to pass out. I don't really feel them, better teach them before I spill them. So what do I got, it's stupid, sad, it's really what you mean, boo. Catch you when I level you, grave digger, shovel through. You would not my equal, what the fuck these people telling you? Who buying what you're selling and your whole cap telling? Yo, what the fuck is they yelling? Unbelievable, you were so beatable. Left them long time ago, I am now unreachable. Can't try to see these other gifts there. Line them up with Florida, better get there. Better than a minute, can you hear me now? Dummy, is you stupid when you feel bad?
Was Chris D'Alio, The Untouchable, Bow to Me. So, I gotta get y'all guys' opinions. Travis, D, Essence, what y'all think? I thought it was fire.
I thought it was cool, man. Like, it kind of reminded me of the Whisper song. Like, you know, you ain't too good back in the day when they was just whispering everywhere. I liked that, though. Like, it was cool.
Yeah. That was very different.
I was about to rob somebody's hat, but it was cool.
Fuck Chris D'Alio. Fuck her. I say it again. Fuck Chris D'Alio. Fuck her. Okay?
That's
how I feel about it.
That'd be a good title track to go to.
Well, so do you feel in any way that she was, you know, there was a couple of shots in there for you, or?
Of course. I have some shit ready for her, so that wasn't shit. You know, she tried to do it like she really wasn't beefing, you know, kind of subtle. But, yeah, fuck her.
Okay. So we're going to definitely see you come back at her on this one, huh? Okay. Well, we'll be looking forward to it. We can't wait till you get your song out and on the True Talk Radio so we can have everybody listen to it. And maybe we can go head-to-head and see who gets the most spins, who likes what, and, you know, we'll take it from there if you like Essence, so that way we can see who the true winner is going to be. We'll just have all of our callers and all of our listeners decide which one they think was the best. What do you think?
Honestly, I don't give a fuck what the callers or the listeners say. I know who's better.
Okay, a little bit.
That's why she heard in the song, they want a battle rap. She doesn't want a battle rap. You see what I'm saying? She knows.
She knows? Okay.
She knows.
Well, that's pretty deep. That's some hardcore stuff right there. So, Essence, we're not going to hold up any more of your time. We appreciate you coming through the True Talk Radio and chatting with us a little bit, letting us know your hatred for Chris D'Leon, the Untouchable. And we've been talking to Essence, the Unstoppable. Yeah, kind of cliche, but we'll be looking out for your song coming soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And can you let everybody know who you've been kicking it with for the last 30 minutes? And also, can we get a little maybe like a couple bars before you go or no?
Sure.
Oh, okay, all right.
This is Essence the Unstoppable, aka Fuck Chris D'Leon. Been kicking it with True Talk Radio. Fuck yeah.
All right, man. Sounds good. Thanks for coming in, man. Thanks for coming in.
All right.
Oh, man, she's a character, guys. She's a character. What do you think about that, Travis? That was one of actually my old friends from a long time ago, back in the day, man, from Austin, Texas.
Dude, she on it, man. She really on it. She's more than two on. She like three, four on. But that's cool, man.
Right. Okay. Yeah, she was on. I was just a little, you know, I just wanted to know a little bit about like rap style, you know. I wanted to hear a little bit of them flows, but I guess she saved it because she don't want Chris D'Leon to, you know, sneak up and
jack
the
shit.
Like, I get it. You know, it's cool. I get it. Then we had D-Cuffa. Yeah. She waiting in the closet with a knife. Just waiting.
Shit, a Beretta. Oh, shit.
Fuck your music.
Yeah. So, shit.
Right. Did you just shit on my microphone?
You did more than that. That's diarrhea on that shit. You went all the way out.
Right. Okay. Man, that was very interesting. I don't know where D went. She just kind of like fell off. So shout out to D for falling off. She makes it. Yeah, you like that? She ain't got no comeback.
No.
She was rowdy a little while ago. She
completely silent.
Right. She's pretty crazy. Keep your hands up. Talking about, you know, keeping your hands up. Well, Rhonda had to do something, right?
She's been doing everything wrong lately.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's so true, man. That's so true. So
I ain't going to lie. I hit it, though. If I got the opportunity, I would. Not me out any day of the week. I would not care to.
So
you know you feel the same way.
No, she blonde hair. We don't. Me and blonde hair women don't click. See, that's why.
What?
That's why. Like, yeah. Me and blonde hair women don't click. That's why it's so odd that me and Essence were actually friends. You know, cause I don't have a lot of females with blonde hair. It might sound stereotypical, but you know, I don't really like that valley type. You know, like I was like at the mall today, you know, and like, oh my gosh, like. My friend was trying to call me, and I just couldn't pick up because, you know, my phone was just glitching on me, you know what I mean? Like, can't do it, dude. I want to go run my head through a wall when I hear stuff like that, you know? But me and Essence go way back, so, you know, not too bad, but there's just, it's what they call valley girls. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really go for that either.
Okay. Well, we got Cristalion actually on the line. Let me cue her in. She just popped up on the switchboard. Stallion, you're on True Talk Radio. What's going on?
What's up? Okay. Now, your little friend, I'm calling in response to your little friend. You better be glad I just now got on here.
Uh-oh.
Bitch, stop. Please stop.
Okay.
I have never heard of you. I've never heard of you, Desmond. So I know you're probably still listening. You want to know. Wow. Why you think she wouldn't rap? That's all I'm going to say. That's all I call to say. Why you think she wouldn't rap? That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, how about we give you the same chances that we gave her, though? Because we did give her a chance to spit a little something on our freestyle beat. It's a New York Cypher beat.
Cool. I'm with it.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. You heard it first, Cristalia of the Untouchable. Freestyle beat.
Yeah. Shout out to Essence for hating so hard. Appreciate you. Look. Say, you can say I started young and grinding harder. Came up a little something, now people say that I'm godly. Pressing to get a profit, I gotta get one of the largest. Enterprise like I'm personal, no mercy on all the garbage. Regardless of what they saying, I'm planning to get it all back. You lacking in any area, in a way, you better fall back. Calling it like I see it, seeing it how I say it. Sitting back overseeing the cash flow of the safe. Black off in the world and bossing to keep my space. Said I hear them chatting, they do it to stay safe.
Okay, dang. So you really out here, Stallion?
I've been gone for a minute. See, that's what people get it fucked up. I've been gone for a minute.
Okay.
So you want to shoot jabs? You want to shoot? You know, throw a little shit out there. It's fine. I'm with it.
So she said
you out-rap me. And I'm actually sick right now. Out-rap me, and then I shut up. Until then, next.
Okay.
Damn.
So she was gonna write a song about you, or write a song.
That's what's up.
So
thank you.
And she also said that she ghostwrites for you. Is that true?
How long you been knowing me, man? I've gotten so many raps they can put them in. I can have my own museum. I got that many raps.
The Museum of Cristalia.
I got that many raps. I got, matter of fact, I got backpacks of raps for sale. So, Essence, if you're still listening, if you need some raps, you need some shit to rap, you know, hit me up. I put it up, a link on eBay or something for you. You can get you a couple of rhymes, maybe get you a couple of hits out of it. You know, show you how to rap it and everything.
That makes it, okay. Touche. So, we're gonna hear something real soon, huh? Yeah, because that's what she was saying.
Oh, yeah, the preview. I got my new tape coming out, the preview. It's been a long time. I've been sick a lot. I'm sick now. So I finally got a chance to get back in the studio, so I'm working the preview. And I'm calling it the preview for everybody who got it fucked up, like the album not going to come. This is a preview of what you will be getting on the album type of deal. So I was going to stick with just 7 tracks, but I'm pretty much going to take, like, my last 4 mixtapes that I have written. And I'm going to pick the best songs out of it, and I'm going to make one tape.
Okay.
So I probably have anywhere from 18-plus songs on there.
Yeah, because you just be hiding songs in the closet and shit.
Nah, just because, like I said, I got a museum. I got a museum of all the stuff I've written. So, yeah. And since whenever you can get your song together, you know, when you get your ABCs together, and you 1, 2, 3s, holler at me, you know. It's all good. I ain't mad at all.
Okay. Well, you came and spit something. She was quiet. She didn't spit nothing at all.
She's not a rapper.
She's
not a rapper. She's one of my fans.
Oh, really?
She's not a rapper. She's one of my fans.
One of your fans? She must be one of them crazy fans and something's gone wrong, man. You must have a stand.
She's not
after
a rapper.
You,
she's one of my fans. She's one of my fans. Bless her heart. She got good.
Man, that's,
she
that's
said y'all
the game. Yeah.
Yeah, she said
yeah,
y'all were rapping.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. She's my fan. In her mind, she's me. That's just how I feel. In my mind, she's me.
Damn.
That's in her mind. Yeah. So bless her. You know, I wish her the best on all her endeavors. And, you know, I don't do beef rap. Yeah, she was right on that. I don't do beef rap because I'll punch her in the fucking face. Yeah.
So could we see a celebrity boxing match between you two in the near future, or probably not? Cause you know,
I highly doubt that. Because
you know,
when she hear this, you know that she won't call back in. I'm pretty sure she's still listening. She ain't about that life. Bless
she
her.
Probably okay. She wasn't raised in the hood.
We got nothing to do raised in the hood. I doubt if she, that girl probably can't, she won't flick a fly. Bless her heart.
Nah, she would not. It's kind of like busting grape in a fruit fight.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Thanks for coming, you know, stopping in True Talk Radio. If you don't mind, let the people know who you've been kicking it with. If you have anything you need to tell them, Cristalion.com is up and running, isn't it? Or no?
No, it's in the works. It's still in the works, but it's up. So if you want to go check out the ugly fight, I don't care. it's ugly. I haven't loaded too much new music up just because I'm real iffy about what tracks I actually want to put out there for people to actually have access to. Yeah, but CrystalLeon.com is up. You can go to TransLegionEntertainment.com as well. Go to artist CrystalLeon. Read up on bio and listen to some of the tracks on there. Yeah, and this is CrystalLeon Untouchable. Been kicking it with True Talk Radio. Shout out to everybody who stayed down, stay real, stay focused. Everybody else, fuck you and everything.
I knew that was coming. Was that to Essence?
Like I said, everybody else, fuck you and everything of you. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna leave it at that.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. Man, oh man. So this is a real rivalry. Like they really going. You got me on speakerphone. Somebody got a speakerphone. Is that you, say? Oh man! As I was at you, I heard some speakerphone, some echo. It was kind of crazy.
Nah, so I'm good, man.
Okay, cool. Anyway, man, we're gonna get out of here a little bit sooner than usual. Thanks for you guys calling in. Shout out to Cristalion, the Untouchable. Shout out to Essence, the Unstoppable. Shout out to D. Shout out to Travis. Shout out to Flawless Real Talk. Shout out to everybody that's involved with this music stuff, man. It's really trying, really being support. There's one thing I did want before I leave. There was one thing that I did want to read from somebody. Somebody posted something on Facebook that really, like, it just struck home with me. It says, not to be rude, but I don't do small talk. If I don't respond to a question, after question means you lost my attention. Nothing personal, but I have to manage my time. Thanks. Have a great day. Well, what I got out of that was it's all about support. You know, it's all about the people that are really trying to put in the hard work to accomplish their dreams and never giving up and really wanting to sacrifice whatever they can to see their dreams come true, man. And that's really to me, man. So big shout out. That was Raquel. Raquel, I call it the True Talk. A True Talk statement of the day, man. It was just, it really kind of resonated with me because, you know, as artists, man, we're misunderstood, I think, in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? We go out and we're like, man, we're gonna just be pull a hermit mode where we're just gonna sit inside and just do music, you know, write music all day, and some people don't really understand that. You know, Raquel is actually a model, so you can check her out Instagram. Things like that. Just type in Raquel or Raquel Rackstar. Check her out, man. Excuse me. And I think that it's certain people that really, you know, like I say, they just have to have that drive, you know, and there are certain people that have it and certain people that don't. And so when you sit around and you're one of the people that really have that drive and don't want to give up no matter what, it's a little bit hard to be around people that are
that are like that, you know, that kind of want to waste your time, or maybe they don't want to waste your time on purpose, but maybe you could be spending your time on being, you know, it's something being different, you know. So that's something that I've thought about throughout, you know, the day. Once I saw that, I was pretty impressed. So shout out to everybody that's listening. Travis, if you got anything else to say before we get out of here, True Talk Radio, you can follow us at Twitter, True Talk Radio. It's True Talk Radio 1 at Twitter. We also have the True Allegiance Entertainment. Be sure to go check us out. We got some music coming. We got music on there. We've got lots of good things in the work. Travis, you got anything else to say? You got anything to finish it off?
Dude, I just want to kind of back what you were just saying a while ago. Anybody, you know, any artist out there, it don't matter. You have to be an artist. It can be an actor. It could be a doctor. It can be a nurse, whatever it is. Whatever your passion is, make sure it's from the heart. If you're doing something else, if you're doing it just for the money or just for the fame or just to impress people, then you're already out. You know what I mean? Because that drive isn't going to push you that far. It's just like you got a car and you're just putting in half a tank of gas and you expect to go all the way to New York or something. You ain't going to make it.
Okay.
You know what right. I mean? So you have to make sure that you're passionate about that. And if you are, you're going to sacrifice everything you can for it. You can lose anything and everything you still going to be doing.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, man, for sure. When you really think about it, man, because there's a lot of people that, you know, they do give up on their dreams, man, and it's maybe not their intentions, you know. Life does get in the way, I think, a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny, but, you know, we do have certain things that are look upon and go, man, this is really what I want to do. And I think that there's a lot of times, as artists, sometimes we get a little lost. You know what I mean? Sometimes we forget what it's like to, you know, just create something new. And I think that's what a lot of people do in music, is they just like to create things. I personally like to be able to see things come from, it's like you hear the beat. So when you hear a beat, then you're like, okay, well, how am I gonna express myself on this beat? And I think that that's the true essence of hip hop. You have to figure out how to express yourself and things like that. So if you don't know how to express yourself, you're not going to be able to put out good songs. You might go, oh, this, you know, I didn't really like this one, or, you know, it was okay. And
yeah, and it's real simple. Just be real. Be you. Art is you. You are that art. You can't go wrong with that.
That's true talk right there, man. That's so true. And, you know, you look at it and you think about how many people really do, you know, they do this music on a daily basis. You know, they really sit in and do what they need to and focus, man. And you being, you know, us knowing that you being one of them, I'm being one of them. So, you know, I guess my final thought really here before we go and end this is, always stay true to yourself. And I say it a lot, and it might sound corny, but if you stay true to yourself, you're going to be able to stay true to those that are around you. Without being true to yourself, how are you going to be true to those around you? That doesn't make sense if you can't be true to yourself. How do I know you're going to be true, you know, to what we're doing or your dreams? So, man, I just want to take time to thank everybody that has tuned in, shared a link, showed us love, you know, throughout all of our time, man. We're really coming back in a real strong way in 2016, man. I appreciate it. And look forward to being on the air, talking to you guys on what really matters, man. If you got any questions or anything like that, man, call in and let us know what's going on. 646-787-8245. We will be here next week from 6 to 8 Central Time. Thanks again, guys.
Girl,